You were getting ready for this lineup here today. Obviously, it's a younger group. What's your expectation for game one of these kids coming in here on the road?
Yeah, I want to see the start of them processing the first, you know, kind of 3 days. So we did a little bit of work on our neutral zone today. So we're not holding anybody really accountable for mistakes. Those are right now just teaching opportunities. You just want to see the energy and the simplicity. So we've worked on some of our rush concepts both ways. We've worked on some offensive and defensive zone positioning. And then, and this is, you know, this is the first time where these guys that, you know, we scouted them, we know them, but now they're going to play against kind of, I guess, similar competition, some older guys, see how they react to it.
For Mark Letestu, what do you look at for him as a future Winnipeg Jet here?
So I have a better understanding of him, especially because he scored a bunch of goals against us there a couple of years ago. But by the time a guy like that shows up at your camp, you've seen him, you understand it. What Mark's strengths are is that he watches the video once, he goes out on the ice and he doesn't make a mistake. And we run a completely different neutral zone than he's used to. But like, he watched it once and now he's telling guys where to go. So he's just a great veteran pro. You know, I mean, he's blocked a couple of shots in the first 3 days of practice. He's done all the hard kind of, I hope this comes off. You know that concept of old man strength. Some of that's mental too, right? That you come out in day two in training camp and you're going to block a shot and you're going to get in front of people and you're going to make all the right decisions. So we know him pretty well. What we're looking for right now is the fit, how he fits with people, things like that.
I'm just looking at the Oilers roster. Like Nugent Hopkins and Neil and Gagne are going to be a...
So you've got one up to me there, so I haven't seen their lineup yet.
So let's assume that's the case. Is there one line that you see of yours that you match or that you try and get out?
Not even a little bit. We'll work almost completely on shift length. And if we run a faster shift length than the other team and they get out with whatever we perceive as our fourth line, I think they're all fairly even. Yeah, that's a good chance, right? That's what they want. If you're on the Winnipeg Jets bench, you hope I don't play Brian Little against Nugent Hopkins. You hope you get your chance.
Yeah. David Gustafson is a guy that obviously taken in the second round last year, and maybe we haven't seen a whole lot of him here in North America and Winnipeg yet, but just in your early impression of him, and he obviously slots in tonight.
Real smart kind of grinder, and I mean that in the good sense, two-way player, so he's going to be physical. But he's another – the difference between maybe him and Mark Letestu is he makes a mistake out there, but he already knows it. Before I skate over and say, hey, you're supposed to hold that position a little longer, he's going, I know, I got to hold the position a little bit longer. So he's that kind of player, real smart, positionally real strong. He's got some bite and some grit to his game. He works the corners.
I remember at the draft in Dallas, I think some people called him potentially a Swedish Adam Lowry. Is that off base in terms of a potential comparison?
Not in terms of respect for the game and what that role is. Like, he's very conscientious about his job on the ice. He's not looking to cheat the game. The interaction between himself and the middle and those four other players is really important to him. There's a version there, right? What we saw in development camp last year was he was one of the guys that at the end of each skate, he was still driving just as hard as he was. He had the capacity to do that. He hadn't fatigued. He had a big smile on his face. So he likes the work. He's in good shape. You can see that he can push through. Right. The practices that most of this group ran for the first 2 days were as hard as I've seen the team work, truly. It was impressive. Now, what we don't have in that group is junior kids coming out of the draft, right? Almost every one of these guys is a pro, so it's a little bit more of a mature kind of second group. But I'll be interested to see what they got in the tank tonight, because they left it all out there for two straight days at an hour and a half. That's a lot.
Is there an evaluation, a side evaluation with those guys who haven't played a North American NHL game? Like, you're talking Gustafson, I think.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I do. So there's a major difference in style of hockey, for sure. But it seems to be getting less and less. You know, these guys are now exposed to the North American game. And if you're getting to a high level in Europe, so turning pro, you've played on all those special teams that have played on all those tournaments on small ice. So the gap, I would say the learning curve is different. Shipsov might be the one exception to that. He's older. So he's kind of had that style of hockey ingrained. We are interested in seeing him on the North American sheet, because it just looks like he's built for that, maybe more than the KHL game. He looks more comfortable in 2 days practicing here than the video I would have seen from him playing in the KHL, because the bigger ice changes the way you play. So we're interested. Big, strong man. We'll enjoy watching him.
Just one more story, Paul, on Gustafsson. You've said in the past you often like when you get young players and their centers that maybe sometimes moving them and having them break in as winners eases that transition. With Gustafsson, is he a guy that you see as a pure center, or would he move to the wing?
He's going to tell us that over the next 2 or 3 years. Like, we have lots of time on this guy. So he'll get into his pro game and you know, I mean, everybody has a chance to make the team. Most of these young guys start with the American League. I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying most do. And then you'll learn. If he can handle it, then you leave him. And if you think a player's struggling a little bit, but you still like the player, like Jack Roslovic, you'll get him out to the wing and buy him some time. Because there's lots to process in pro hockey. And when you throw a guy at center, there's just even more. So you take him out of the middle, so he's still learning the game, and he's learning an awful lot. Once he gets that part down, you can slide him back into the middle.
Chibisov, your time in the KHL, does that give you any insight into potentially transitioning him any quicker?
Like none. In terms of answering your question, that would be my answer, none. Like, but what it does make me realize is that you don't know the player on KHL ice until you get him here. Like, there are really good players over there that come over that I think that, and I'm not going to name the names, but I thought, hey, this guy's going to be a good player in the NHL, and it just never happened. And there's some good players over there, you're going, I don't think he'd fit the NHL game, and they've come over and excelled. So how they're able to process the lack of time is the single most important thing. That big ice over there changes the way you think about the game, how much time you have. And, you know, one of the mantras, I think, of that idea of Hockey Canada, and that's kind of Ralph Kruger's experience over on the big ice. Whatever it is you do when you go over there, don't use it. Don't use your extra time. That's the biggest mistake that you make. But if you're a player that's lived in that culture and lived in that game, you use the extra time. It's a slower game. Can they make the adjustment? So when we look at players like Panarin and some of these brilliant players, their head in their hands, that lack of time is not an issue for them, right? They still find a way to create ice. But for some guys, it's a challenge, so we'll see.
What are some of the keys for a guy like Logan Shaw, who's familiar to the organization, but you haven't...
I haven't seen him. So I know he's a pro. I know he's played in the NHL. We've got him out here. I'll want to get to know him. I want to get to know his game a little bit. The American Hockey League is a great league, but it's a different league. So I just want to get to know him here a little bit. We are, you know, as a real premium on some of these more veteran players that we brought in. There's an awful lot of character there in Logan's game. So for a lot of these guys that are competing for that, maybe those three positions on the fourth line, that's an important part of what we're looking for them to bring.
No, too. I mean, for him, 27 goals last year. I mean, big goal offensively.
He's earned it, right? Like, he's going to get some time. We'll throw a little power play time at him because his year last year was very valuable to him and the Moose. He did a really good job in that locker room as well. So we want to respect that when we bring him. He's going to get a legitimate shot. We're going to give him a good look.